That's right. This is a Morning Crossfire. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. And my name is Wemimo Adewuni. Welcome to the show. On this broadcast this morning, let's talk about Nigerian embassies, of course, across the world. And I'm opening the line to those in diaspora to tell us what their relationships are with Nigerian embassies, whether in their countries or close to them. How do you relate with them? What's your experience like? How responsive are they when you have issues? How approachable are they? Do you feel like these embassies are home away from home to you? The show is live on Facebook, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You find us there online, and the same also on YouTube. You'd also be able to join us on Skype if you cannot call over the phone. If you're in neighboring countries and you can call us in, then you can reach us on 0700 993 993 993, and you can also call us on 0146 571 90 if you are a woman. Okay, also here, there's so many. Also, you can join us on WhatsApp. I'll take a comment on WhatsApp if you're able to call us. Let's start right away. The show begins right now. Patrick Odigbe becomes my first caller on Skype.
When the state was...
Okay. Give me a minute, Patrick. Something, two calls are on at the same time. I need to sort that out. Give me 1 minute. Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. I got you. Hello, Patrick. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling me. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from France. I just want to quickly say what I want to say before I get to work.
All right.
By 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Nigeria embassy in France. I don't even know if Nigeria has an embassy in France. Because what we go through in the hands of the Nigerian staff in the embassy in France here is something else. I don't even understand what is going on. You believe me, for the past 1 year now, I've applied for my daughter's passport. Up to today, I've not been able to get anything about come to do your passport. But you know the funny thing?
Mm-hmm.
Once you pay, maybe you have an official from inside the embassy, you pay to them. That is try to bribe them with the 250 euros. You have a date for your passport.
Wow.
And I don't want to do that. I can't pay $76 for registration of the passport and everything. Then, not pay another $250.
Passport is 76 euros.
The passport is $76 for the child.
For the child, the bribe is
$110,
and the bribe is $250.
If you pay 250 euro today, you have a date. But when you call them that you want to have, you've already made your payment online and everything, that they should give you a date, they will tell you that there is no date. But when you pay 250 euro today, you have a date.
Wow.
Up to the essence, most of my friends, they've not gone to Swiss. It's only Swiss that you go now and they will do a passport for you without having any issues. Why can you be in France and your place of issue of a passport will be in Italy? The thing is so hard. I don't even understand how to do it. And I'm about to travel to Nigeria next year with my kids. And I cannot do a passport for the last one.
I'm so sorry about
that.
Pathetic. Patrick, thank you.
You understand? So
yes,
thank you very much for this time anyway.
Thank you. So many more people trying to get in. Let's speak with Chikuma, who's at Satellite Town. Hello, Chikuma.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah. I'm calling from Satellite.
Okay.
So, I want to talk about our embassies, the way they attend to the people from outside Nigeria. I was somewhere when I was still very young in Hong Kong. So we had a problem that time, and we have some issue with the authority. And we happened to go to our consulate in Hong Kong, and we were These people, instead of them to help us to sort out the issue that we are having with the authority, they came and tell them that we are just roaming around, that our country is good enough, that we do not need to be here, that we just, something like that, nothing to talk to the authority to help us.
Mm.
So, you know, the attitude of our people here, the authority here, the same attitude is obtainable when you are outside, even worse.
All right. Thank you very much. Let me speak with Kainde from, where is this? Kainde
from Akeson.
Akeson, okay. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to say that we are talking about the Nigerian embassy. What I feel that we should do is to first of all know the kind of work that they do there. Because the last time I went to the Nigerian embassy to collect my passport at Koide, the guy told me that if I had to follow the normal procedure, that it's going to take nothing less than 6 months, 3 months to 6 months. But you know, they gave me a price, like, I think I paid about 50,000 naira to the guy. And in my presence, the guy was taking my document from one table to the other, putting 1,000, putting 2,000 to support the document.
Wow.
And immediately he puts the money, they will respond to him on that table. And then, before I knew it, that same day, I collected the passport.
The same day?
So we need to know what is going on in their passport office. What is going on there? Go. Want to know. What are the procedures for us to be able to collect passports? They should tell us, how many days does it take to collect the passports?
Thank you very much, Kainde. Let me speak with Damian. Damian DBA is on the Skype.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. It's Damian coming back from Ontario.
Hold on for me a minute. Something is playing out here again. All right, I got it. All right, Damian, go ahead.
All right, thank you, Wemimo. It's very, very, very unfortunate.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, Damian?
I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Canada, okay.
Yes. Our embassies abroad, they are nothing more like, what the thing they do is passport renewal and visa application. That's the only thing they do. I doubt they know anything about foreign policies, international law, and protecting the rights of Nigerians outside the country. They don't know that a Nigerian embassy in a foreign country is actually a Nigerian territory on a foreign soil.
Yeah.
Nigerian laws abide in that. They don't really know. The guy who talked about passports in France, my passport had expired since March this year. I only got a date 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Even the passport they do, they don't even do a good job at it. I had this similar problem when I was doing my PhD in South Africa. Nigerian embassy do not even attend to Nigerians. They refer you to the VFS office to go and do what as a Nigerian citizen. It's really, really sad. And I'm really happy you brought it up. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling me. Thank you very much. Azu Frank, is he on the line? Hello, Frank.
Well, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
I was speaking with you. It's afternoon already over here. It's 2:13.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Jakarta, Indonesia. I spoke to you earlier today. You're 5 o'clock.
Yes, I know that, but our listeners don't. So,
okay.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Remember a couple of months ago, there was this story making rounds about a diplomat being harassed by the immigration in Indonesia.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that story.
Yes, 3 months ago. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, the topic what we're asking today is how effective is the embassy? Now, if a diplomat is being harassed, now, what is the fate for the normal green card, green passport holder? The point is, the Indonesian embassy, the Nigerian embassy in Indonesia here, everybody in Indonesia will tell you it's a total disappointment. In fact, if you know this Niger thing, like when you step into that embassy, you see you're welcome to Nigeria, one way or the other. Like the lateness, the nonchalant attitude, the not working, you know, the whole story that is surrounding the Nigerian factors when it has to do with how we handle things. Now, the function of the embassy there is to look out for the Nigerians like we here. When more, they are not interested in that. All they just wait for is collect their money from Gulf of Yema at the end of that in their salary, and that's just all they do. Like, there are certain things, it's so painful. There are certain things I cannot even say on air. A whole lot of things.
It's all right. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Frank. I'm going back to the phones now. And for those of you who are asking, let me run you through quickly. I'm still trying to get NEEDCOM numbers ringing, not picked. I particularly called Mrs. Abikeda Birewa. Her call was not, it wasn't even going through. Yes. So Nigeria maintains 97 embassies and high commissions abroad, as well as 12 consulates and one other representation. All right. So what is the role of Nigerian embassies? What are they supposed to do? The Nigeria High Commission, what are their jobs? Well, if you take a swipe, their role includes stepping in for Nigerians abroad. Let me read this one so that we can quote them word for word. Okay. While my page is opening, let me see who's here. Hello, good morning. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, good morning to you.
Hello.
I can hear you. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, I want to make a complaint about Nigerian immigration and their passports habit. You see, I did passports online for my wife. And that was, February this year. So since February, we went there. These people were only interested in people that pay them bribes. If you are doing your own passports online, I'm telling you till today, my wife hasn't gotten her passport. She got a call some 2 months back that she should come, that her information is not complete, that they changed people in the office. We went back there. She went back there, collected the form, and they said it was a stamp that was supposed to come from the oath that she swore, the affidavit she swore.
Yeah.
She put in that stamp. Now, she went back there 2 or 3 days ago. Now, do you know that these people left her file there and ignored it? And they were attending to people that pay people in that immigration office. You know, when she got there, she was so mad at them. One woman even asked her, who is helping her? She said that she did her own online, that nobody is helping her. They took her file and went inside one room, dumped the file there. She waited for hours. Still, she stormed inside the room and asked them. They kind of crumple all the files of people and just throw it away.
Wow.
These people are wicked. They are so evil. I don't know what would be done to them.
Thank you very much for sharing. I'm sorry, but I have so many people on the line. TA is calling, is on the line. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, thank you for holding on. Where are you calling us from? What's your name?
I'm calling from Finland.
From Finland. Your name is?
Taiwo.
Taiwo, okay. Go ahead, Taiwo.
That's all we... the closest embassy to us here is in Sweden. And it's quite sad that those people there, they don't know what they are doing. I think they just think they go there just to sit down and then they collect money from Nigeria. First and foremost, when you get there, the way they attend to you is as if you are a slave in your own country. They'll be talking to you anyhow, as if you are... I tell you the truth. They talk to you anyhow. No respect, no courtesy, nothing. And everything you do in that embassy, you do with your money, even to photocopy. You will be the one to go. They don't have photocopy there. You are the one that will go out to go and photocopy whatever you want to photocopy.
Just as if, just like right here.
Just like Nigeria. You will go and photocopy for yourself, bring it back before they will now attend to you whatever they want to attend to. So if you want to go to Swedish Nigeria embassy in Sweden, just make sure you have all your photocopies ready and everything ready so that you don't stress yourself out in Sweden. Especially when you are coming from outside of Sweden. And it's even a very small house. You cannot even think that it's an embassy. Very small place where you just... it's like a 1, 2 bedroom or 3 bedroom, you know. If you see the toilet, in fact, you will just be sad.
Wow.
That is this an embassy. So I think Nigeria country needs to do more. They need to orientate these people to know what really an embassy is. You are supposed to attend to your country, people outside of the country. I don't think they have ever visited Finland from Sweden. And Sweden is just like 1 hour by plane or 2 hours by plane. They have never visited Finland to even hold a conference with people from Nigeria. Hmm. It's so sad.
Thank you very much for sharing with us, Taiwo. Wale is on the line. I hope he's still there. Wale, are you there?
Yes, Wanima, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for holding on.
It's okay, no problem. What a fantastic topic you raised this morning. it's kind of funny. And I did my master's in South Africa, University of South Africa. So I was in South Africa for 3 years. And at a point in time, so my international passport got expired and I went to the Nigerian passport office in Johannesburg. And the kind of rot in the system out there, trust me, even outside the country, it's worse than when you are within. You will see it's boldly written on their wall in the office that do not patronize spouts and what have you. But when you get in, they will be the one that will even refer you to go and meet those guys outside because of the money they want to collect. And you will be on the process forever if you want to try it in a legit way. And what do I mean by legit way? You pay the normal fee that you're supposed to pay and you'll be on the queue for, waiting. It's really, really, really bad. And I wonder at times, the same thing happens at home. When you get to their office in Kaija, Ikoyi, or where, what have you, at the gate, they'll be asking you, what do you want to do? Okay, I want to renew my passport. They'll be asking you, who is processing it for you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I was like, do I need to have somebody that will process it for me?
Yeah, you're correct.
I need to just pay the money online, then go in a waiting. That was the time that I wanted to renew passport for my kids, and we went to the Ikeja immigration office. So there was an elderly man, like 60 years or thereabouts, that came, he wants to renew his passport. So the man paid the normal fee online, and he has his file. So we were sitting there, and they asked him that, sir, what is happening? He said, nobody attended to him. They asked him, okay, what is the problem? He said he wants to renew, they collected his file. And they asked him, how did he pay? He said he paid online. The immigration guy was telling that old man, say, Baba, you need to go and get somebody that will fast track this thing for you.
Wow.
And I said, do I need anybody to do this for me? And the guy said, I'm afraid that, if you don't do that, you'll just be waiting.
It will not be processed. All right, Wale, thank you very much. Before my break is due, let me speak with Fola. She's also been holding on for a while. Fola, good morning.
Thank God
you're here. Before
I make my point, please, let's try to make it 4 minutes. 4 minutes is 1 minute, please.
All right, let's see if we can make yours 1 minute.
Just like this other caller just said, now, do I have to have somebody, they call them agents, for me to have my passport? Because I don't understand. These so-called agents, they're even making it difficult for you to get your passport. They're making it very, very difficult. I don't know if it's right. I just called to ask.
No, it's not right. In fact, the Nigeria Immigration Service has been very firm about this in recent times. And they keep telling you, remember that their boss even did a surprise visit to the immigration office in Lagos here and caught some of the immigration officers who were taking bribes to work out passports for people. The thing now to do is to, apply online, make payment online, and then just going for your capturing. Unfortunately, these immigration officers, even in Nigeria, still find a way around it and still make it quite difficult. Oladipo is here from Orile. Hello.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Morning to you.
This is Pastor Oladipo calling from Orile Gum.
Welcome.
You see, my experience with Nigeria Embassy in 2006 was terrible in Kinshasa. You will call them. I was having an issue because they didn't stamp my passport when I was going into that country. So I was having some issues. Do you know, I called and called and called. They keep asking me all manner of questions. At the time, I told them, I'm just a missionary. I'm here to stay for just like some time, please. They didn't attend to me until I had to call an individual. That is by the way. Then, you see, in this our system, they've created roadblocks on everything you want to do. Is it a driver's license you want to get? You can't even go online and get it. If the international passport is worse, you must go through those agents.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm due for a break. Okay. When I come back, I'll take more of your calls. And I'd like to speak with most of you who are outside Nigeria. If you've had a good experience, it's also a good time to share. Let's know which of these embassies are doing well. All right. I'll be back to talk some more after this. Don't go away. My name is Wemimo Adewunni. This is The Morning Crossfire. Welcome back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Morning Crossfire. My name is Wemimo Adewunni, and I'm asking you, I'm speaking to Nigerians, especially those in diaspora, about their encounter and the experiences with Nigerian embassies, high commissions in those countries. Yesterday, if you joined the show, I had David Hundayin here, who did a story on the unfortunately late, Itunuba Balola, who died in a Nigerian prison in Cote d'Ivoire. Despite that investigation, the Nigeria NIDCOM, Nigeria in Diaspora Commission, they tell us that they already started her appeal, but unfortunately, we also see that some corruption went on there, at least by the report done by David Hundayin. We hope that these matters are thoroughly investigated and these corrupt officials, or corrupt Nigerians who are meant to protect Nigerians in these other countries, but who fail to do that, who make money off them, that they are prosecuted. Okay, so today, we're beaming the satellite to a broader spec. And I'm asking you, if you're outside Nigeria, you can call me on Skype, Nigeria Info 99.3. If you're here in Nigeria and you've had an experience, the number is 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01-4657-190. Let's go. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Babalola Rosu.
Yes, welcome.
Yes. In fairness, I feel the pain of virtually anyone that suffers any ill treatment from any embassy staff. But the truth about it is, it's just a vicious circle we run in this country. A simple gate man will stop you from entering the facility you're supposed to enter unless you bribe him or her. Everybody refuses to do what they are supposed to do. So it's a vicious circle. It is not just the embassy staff. I was telling someone during the entrance protest, good, all of us are criticizing the policeman. It is only, well, we only see like the policeman. The only policeman only do what they do because they have the gun in their hands, so they think they should do this. Which other Nigerian is in our public life that does not use what is placed in his or her hands for his own personal advantage?
Thank you very much for calling. Oluwa Kemi from Aja is here for the first time. 60 seconds. Good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Welcome. Thanks for calling me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I think there's something.
Your radio is on. Kemi, your radio needs to be off. Your radio needs to be off.
All right, is it better now?
Yes, that's much better.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, I think there's something fundamentally wrong with us in Nigeria, okay? Since I've even been trying to call the show for a while now, it's just bad that we don't care about ourselves and we don't care about lives in Nigeria. Okay, because I see no reason why a Nigerian that was wrongly prosecuted will die in jail. And to say it, I mean, to cap it all, there's even corruption going on, even outside Nigeria.
Yeah.
It's just very bad.
It is.
And we should try and do better for ourselves. We know that we don't even have regards for life anyway. But to the extent that somebody was wrongly prosecuted and eventually she died, I mean, somebody needs to be held accountable for this.
Right. Thank you very much. Let's talk with Abioye at Yaba. 60 seconds. Abioye, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I had an experience. This was in the US, 2008 or 9. So I lived in Maryland and I needed to renew my passport. So I had to go to New York. First of all, you call them, they don't pick up the phone. So I got to New York, of course, the usual attitude and not friendly, very annoying, you know. So anyway, I got there and come to find out I needed an item I didn't know I needed. So I had to go back. This is like 4 hours from where I was coming from. And I also have a friend. I mean, I have siblings, I have nieces, nephews, all kinds of people that have had issues with the embassy. And one of my cousins has abandoned her Nigerian passport. She doesn't even deal with it anymore just because of the trauma you have to deal with. So it's unfortunate that we have to export our bad attitude and the corruption and still give people headaches abroad. It's ridiculous. I mean, we can't keep going like this.
I agree. Abeye, thanks for calling me. Let's speak with Obioma Odo, who's on Skype. Hello, Obioma. Welcome.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning.
I'm calling from Florida, US.
From Florida, okay, go ahead.
Wemimo, it's all the same story everywhere you go. Back home, here, embassy in Atlanta. It's the same story. We can build a nation this way. Enough of complaint. Let us begin to sanction these people. Let's send people to prison. Human beings have the tendency of misusing things. Bless on them. Or less sanctions are blessed.
I agree, Bema. Your line is pretty noisy. I think you are driving. But thank you very much. Bumi is on the line. Thank you from Ikota. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're complaining about the staff of the embassies. Don't we have an ambassador?
Yes,
what
we do.
What is the role of the ambassador outside Nigeria? I mean, how can all these rackets be happening all over the world? Is there a conspiracy for Nigeria not to be great? We need to hold the ambassadors responsible. That is their job.
Yeah.
Make life easy for Nigerians abroad. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The ambassadors, I mean, that's their job, to supervise the embassies, to supervise the activities there. I mean, they're... Okay, so I would like to know if any of you had reported any of these matters. Did you ever report it? What happened when you reported? Who did you report to? Were any sanctions given? Did anything happen? You know, I'd really love to know. Hello? Are you ready? My name is Wemimo. Good morning.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Can you speak? Please speak into your phone.
Okay, this is Joanna.
Joanna. Okay, welcome.
Okay, so I'm hearing everybody complaining. I also want to share my grievance with the Nigerian immigration officer here. So I'm a single mom, and I was trying to protect that.
You're in a very noisy place. I think you're walking on the road, and this is really not good. Can you get to a quieter place and call me back? Thank you. That would be way, way better. Let me go to Facebook and take some comments. Whoops. Okay. Pius Ayodele Ajulo says, good morning, Wemimo. Here we are again. What is the way forward? Things are not better off at home. Rafa abroad, wahala at home. Is Rauf Arebeshola listening? You know, when I was in the embassy in Sweden, a man with his foreign wife, when the wife saw how they were treating us nonchalantly, she shook her head and promised never to come back. Sam is on the line from Ikorodu. Hello, Sam.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you very much. You have Mr. Sam calling from Ikorodu.
Please go ahead.
Yes, the story we are hearing about Nigeria High Commission and ambassadors in other countries is a sad one. Because in the first place, ambassadors and high commissioners are supposed to protect the interests of the government of Nigeria and the people of Nigeria, both living in those countries and coming from Nigeria to those countries.
Absolutely.
But with the information we are hearing of corruption and high-mindedness of the staff there, it shows them that a Nigerian is a Nigerian. It's a Nigerian. Whether here, home, or abroad, he will always show his color. And we if we are not willing to change, even the next government we are talking about, are we going to bring Angel to rule us? Is it not Nigerian?
That's a very good question. And, you know, I really feel bad, you know, that we now have a label that we wear with, you know, some form of pride. You know, a Nigerian would always show him. So what is the Nigerian way? What is this culture that you and I have imbibed and we're passing on to children? What is this thing? What is this? Oh, you need to give me something before I do my job. Why do I have to give you something? The same thing some of you bring onto social media. Some of you were asking me on my Facebook page, Wamimo, oh, so what are you giving us for Christmas? In fact, someone asked me, the event I'm planning for you guys is 20,000. And someone said to me, oh, you're supposed to give me 20,000 naira for coming to your event. Of course, I gave him a talking to. But it's an attitude that we have, that someone, the person on the other side, owes you something and has to give you something, even when they're doing you, when they're doing their jobs. So I'm having an event for you where you're eating and you're learning and you expect me to also pay you for coming. Abby, isn't that the attitude? Something is fundamentally wrong. And every time we point a finger at other people, especially those in government, you know that I love to also turn the satellite on you and ask you, are you doing any better, really? I'm still on Facebook. Elizabeth Kamolafe, when you even apply for international passport online, you will still be asked to fill the form, to fill the papers again. Time wasted and rework makes the process frustrating. Nigeria Embassy is worse. I was at Okemosun Abeokuta to do my passport in 2014. I was told there is express, which will be done by the agent. I think they've cut down. I must really commend the Nigeria Immigration Service. They're actually working really hard, at least I know that for Nigeria in here, to cut off middlemen totally, both the touts and officers, immigration officers themselves. They're really working hard to make sure everything is done online. You fill your form online, you make your payment. As if I have a, I need to also renew my passport. I have a problem with paying online. I've been trying, really problematic. But I know that they're really trying to cut off all the middlemen. Let me go to WhatsApp. Oh my goodness, Ikoyi Passport Office is headquarters of corruption. All those officers over there are all corrupt, including the so-called Ogas. Excuse me, Akinshete Olajide, when you want to go through the normal process because you don't have money to bribe, they will make sure you don't get the passport. Have you guys tried paying online? Have you tried paying online? The only way our embassies can function properly abroad is, one, to train the staff adequately, two, to let them know their primary reason for being at such missions, three, to have a whistleblower policy directly to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and to NITCOM. IBJ from Ajao Estate. Thank you. By the way, you know that last year in Nigeria, I don't even know where we are with that. I know that we were planning to close down some of our missions because there was no money to fund them. So I think some of these embassies are also underfunded. Nigeria's underfunding many of its missions abroad, and this is why they don't care whether they're functioning very properly, because, I mean, if you don't fund them properly, you leave room for them to find other ways to make money. Now, in the last about 5, 6, 7 years, Nigeria budgeted less than 200 billion naira for all its foreign missions, about 97 of them, and representing a paltry 0.5% of all the budgetary proposals in that period. So we budget about 0.5% of all our monies in the budget for our foreign missions, all our foreign missions put together across the world. So, of course, what do you expect? Not an excuse. If you can't do your job, resign. But that's one of the causes. Let pressmen go undercover with a spy camera and expose these criminals. I mean, you see, so there's things that you don't even need undercover for. You see, these ones, you could just capture them and record them. How many countries do you need to go to? Nigerians are there. As usual, I would say, record them and share the matter. At least do it online. At least do it online. Get a recording. The same thing that we did for, that David did for...